Do you know how much this programme is running at per episode? Do you know what it's running at now? I mean, to be honest with you, you could run a small radio station for a year on it. £650,000 per episode. That's nearly £1 million per episode. What in God's name are they doing? £650,000 of your money. And this is the BBC supposedly saving money. Well, they might as well close down local radio. Seriously, all their local radio should go immediately. £650,000 for a programme that will get a pitifully small audience. It'll be lucky to pull 2 million. If it gets any more than that, you know, I'll be very surprised. So they decide that Matt LeBlanc is going to go out there and they're going to have this bloke. They've obviously booked him for so many days. So they had him outside St Paul's Cathedral. By the way, for the lady who wrote to me saying I felt sorry for the couple getting married, it was a fake wedding, dear. It was a fake wedding. They were all in on it. It was all, you know, done for the cameras. And so Matt LeBlanc does it. Never funny in Friends. Never funny. And or in any other programme he's ever done. And so they decide to book him because this programme cannot survive with Chris Evans in America, which is rather bizarre because they didn't know who the last team were. And so they thought, let's bring in an American. So they've got seven presenters. Biggest waste of money you've ever seen. There must be other programmes at the BBC spitting blood going £650,000 and you've upset Britain's war dead. I mean, you know, the one thing that you don't upset. And I would have thought that somebody with half a brain cell, even a tiny brain cell, would realise that if you do anything near a memorial which honours people who gave their lives, you are playing with fire. Seriously, you're playing with fire. And so they have a car doing this sort of spinny wheelie kind of thing in full view of the cenotaph. Whether it was by the cenotaph, it doesn't make any difference. It was in full view of the cenotaph. And what is the biggest load of cobblers that you've ever heard in your entire life is the excuse that came out yesterday that this will never be shown. That's what Chris Evans said. I apologise unreservedly because he's the executive producer. He tried to make it out yesterday. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of him. He knows he's not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing because he has successful programmes. On this one, he made a huge mistake. And the mistake was you involved a war memorial to the dead of the World Wars. You really, really screwed up big time on this time. Really, really screwed up big time. I mean, you might as well have filmed in a cemetery, you know, and just driven the car through the cemetery and gone, well, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Because that's how bad it is. It's as bad as that and then some. Because we've all lost people in the wars. I lost some of my family. You probably lost some of your family. And to see a programme on the television about cars and hot rods and, you know, all that kind of stuff, accelerating round parts of London which involved the cenotaph, I'm afraid, is unforgivable. And now that the costs have spiralled to £650,000 an episode, this programme, I mean, you know, you'd have been better off with the last team. They should never have tried to tinker with it. It was a programme last time. They did something on a racetrack. This now, the budget has spiralled out. It's almost like megalomaniacs have gone out there and they've taken, you know, as much money from the BBC coffers as they possibly can. They're supposed to be saving money. Over, I mean, nearly £750,000 on one show? And they're axing everything that they filmed yesterday. So what would that have cost? £100,000? At least. At least £100,000. And nobody working on that programme, nobody thought we're filming near a war memorial. Nobody thought of that. I mean, dear God in heaven. You know, somebody needs to get fired for that. It was the buffoon who came up with the idea of filming near the cenotaph. The Queen, the Royal Family, the Armed Forces, the old soldiers, the Chelsea pensioners, they all march past it. And you're doing you're doing wheelies by it. I think we want a bit more than an apology. I seriously think we want more than an apology. This programme should be axed immediately. If this was anybody else, they'd have gone to prison. Last one did go to prison for swinging on it, if you remember. I mean, it's just not on. And I don't care whether you support, you know, the programme. And I told you before, big fan of Chris Evans. He's not a stupid man. He's very, very clever, but this was his biggest cock-up of all time. All the old soldiers are going to be going, you did what? As far as they're actually concerned, that's as good a sight of the war dead as anywhere in Europe. That's what it is. It's a monument. The cenotaph is a monument to those people who died. And you've just basically gone, stick your two fingers up at it. And it's not on. It's not on.